You're on Texas Standard Time.
Now to Texas lawmakers on how to move forward. In a moment, a leading Texas Democrat, but first Republican Jason Villalba, Texas House Representative from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Representative Villalba, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Great to be here. Thank you so much.
What do you think of the governor's call for roundtable discussions on how to curb gun violence?
Well, I think it's an excellent first step. You know, I called for a blue ribbon commission back in November that is comprised in the same way that the governor is comprising his new roundtables. I think it's critically important that we begin to focus on the root causes of gun violence in Texas before we make any recommendations, whatever those may be.
You mentioned you made calls for something similar back after Sutherland Springs, and we have heard similar appeals for action. I'm wondering if the aftermath of the Santa Fe High School shooting, do you sense that there's any difference this time, that anything really has changed?
You know, just as Columbine was sort of the inflection point where people began to pay attention to school shootings, I think at least in Texas, that after Sutherland Springs and then now after Santa Fe and then after Parkland, we're seeing an exponential increase in this kind of activity, which I think it's making it clear that these activities are going to continue. And unless we address them with bold and decisive action, we are going to see an exponential increase in these kinds of attacks.
Do you think that this is a good enough reason for the governor to call the legislature back for a special session to deal with this?
I think that we need to have proposals in place and legislation in place before the beginning of the next school year. So we start in September of 2018. Mm-hmm. Look, I do think that the commission should meet within the next several weeks. I think the commission should put together some immediate legislative proposals, and I'd like to see those get into place before we begin the school year. So yes, I do believe it is critically important that the governor call us into special session to address this this very serious problem before the beginning of the 2018-2019 school year.
Jason Villalba is a Republican State House Representative from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Representative, thank you so much for speaking with us on the Texas Standard. We appreciate it.
Well, it's my pleasure, my honor. I hope you have a great day, and God bless Texas.
Joining us now is Representative Chris Turner. He is chair of the Texas House Democratic Caucus. Representative, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
The governor is saying that there needs to be a roundtable discussion on this issue of shootings in high schools, and wonder what your response might be to that.
House Democrats welcome meaningful and substantive discussions on the issue of gun violence and these series of mass shootings. What's important is that these discussions be substantive and are open to real reforms and substantive policy changes that make a difference and save lives. And so hopefully that's the governor's agenda as well, and hopefully any discussions will be open-ended and allow for a wide array of issues to be addressed, including mental health, including school security, and including the accessibility of firearms to people who shouldn't have them.
What is substantive change, in your opinion, when you use that term? What do you mean?
Clearly, there are several things that need to be addressed. School security is certainly one of them. Similarly, in terms of school resources, we need to look at the availability of mental health services and counseling services in schools for students. And the reality is that the continued Republican budget cuts to our public schools have hurt schools' ability to do all kinds of things, starting with their primary responsibility of educating students, but also doing other things to ensure that schools are a safe environment, but also places where kids can get help if they need to. And we know that we have a shortage of counselors. We know we have a shortage of mental health services for the entire state, including in our public schools, and those are things that must be addressed. In addition, we need to be unafraid to have conversations about the accessibility of guns to people who should not have them, and that needs to be part of the discussions.
Do you think both sides are able to take the other at their word? Do you trust the motives of your Republican colleagues? Do you think your Republican colleagues trust your motives when it comes to these questions of gun control?
Well, I would hope we can get to the point where we trust motives. But what we need to see from our Republican colleagues is a willingness to consider reforms that may be opposed by the National Rifle Association. Until Republicans are willing to take on the NRA and say that we're going to pass laws that you may not like, but we think are in the best interest of protecting our citizens, then it's going to be hard to move forward. But if Republicans are willing to do that and willing to say to the NRA, you're wrong on this, and we're going to pass these reforms, then that would do a lot to gain trust. And our motives, I think, as Democrats and frankly, independents and a lot of Republican folks out there, mm-hmm. There's broad bipartisan support for universal background checks. There's broad support for limiting availability of assault style weapons. So this shouldn't break down into a partisan issue because there is broad bipartisan support for these reforms that will save lives.
Representative Chris Turner, chair of the Texas House Democratic Caucus, represents part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Representative, thank you.
You bet. Good to be with you.